going to the beach, having fun, enjoying vacation here in the Carolinas is a topic that is top of mind right now. And of course, we celebrate that here on the Carolina Outdoors. It's one of the things that we constantly promote, not only enjoying things to do outdoors right here in our immediate neighborhood, not only inviting people and promoting people to go fly fishing, hiking, climbing, and kayaking in the mountains, but also to enjoy our Carolina coast. But the Carolina coast is also a very dangerous place. In fact, we hear oftentimes about water dangers. We hear about wildlife, including sharks. Those are always in the summertime news. But on the Carolina Outdoors this week, we're going to take the heavy heart approach of talking about riptides, or even if that's the correct terminology, rip currents, whichever. We're going to learn a little bit about that, but we're also going to learn about how to handle those situations, but also how dangerous they are. In fact, we had recently at Emerald Isle, there were two deaths that occurred, and it occurred due to a rip current. And this happened suddenly, and it was something that was very difficult to manage, and of course ended up being fatal for two 70-year-old Carolina gentlemen. So we wanted to take a moment here on the Carolina Outdoors to, of course, celebrate people heading for the coast, but also to recognize these dangers and how to circumvent them. I'm Bill Bartee, everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you. Right alongside me to talk about rip tides or rip currents is Wes Lawson. Wes?
Good morning, Bill. So maybe we can just go ahead and call them a rip. So rip tide and rip current are used interchangeably, but it's really a rip current. And just to be easy, we'll just call it a rip. And it's also not an undertow. That's totally separate. And we're not going to spend too much time on the undertow because that's not as big of a deal as a rip. So, Bill, you know, one of the things that we need to think about is every year in the United States, approximately 50 people lose their lives because of a rip. So those may not be huge numbers, but they're huge when you're involved. And a rip can happen anywhere on the coast when you have two different moving currents of water coming in. Usually it's when that tide or that water is coming over a sandbar and suddenly hitting a different elevation of sea bottom. Oftentimes it happens when we have onshore or shore heading wind as well. That helps speed it up. It's very localized. It's not going to hit the whole beach. It's not even going to hit a block. It's going to hit a very specific small area, but that doesn't matter if you're caught in it because it's going to be scary. But there are ways to avoid getting swept out or swept under in a rip.
Well, and I think that's very important for us to talk about because on previous Carolina Outdoor shows and in anywhere online that you go, you talk about how to handle this rip situation. And I can recite them right now, but then we're going to go into what you were talking about. The recitations from prior shows are to remain calm, do not freak out, and swim parallel to the beach so that it will eventually release you. These are narrow, they're narrow currents that have grabbed you. But that's really not necessarily how it always works. How it works is these are super strong currents that grab you, and they don't pull you under, but waves are always involved. So if they are pulling you out away from the beach, you still may have waves that are crashing down on you, and you are swimming, whether you're swimming back for the beach, maybe you're letting the current take you out like you're supposed to, but waves are still crashing down on you. It's very scary. So we're going to go into a little detail about the preventatives. Let's start off with talking about the beach before you even get in it. And Wes, you were kind of alluding to it. First off, these rips only happen, or rip currents, I can't help it, it's habit. These rip currents happen only really where there are waves. But something to note, of course, if you're on a beach with lifeguards, they may have their their beware of the current signs out, so that lets you know. But if they don't have those out, or maybe there aren't lifeguards on the beach that you're on, things to look for, and you alluded to it, that an unevenness of waves usually is a sign that a rip current could be in effect. Maybe a storm has happened in the recent times, or pressure systems. Those sorts of things affect the currents and how they affect the water we're swimming in.
So think about if you were to lay a carpet down in tall grass. Even if that carpet's the same color as the grass, it's now a different texture, and the grass on either side is going to be sticking up. A rip is a lot like that. So if you look out into the ocean, you'll see waves on either side of what looks like almost a carpet being rolled out, and it's going to be flat, and the water will be going away as the waves or the other current is coming in. It looks wrong because it is. And if you're in it, you will suddenly feel yourself getting pulled out, oftentimes quite quickly and by surprise, which is one of the biggest causes of distress, is that understandable panic people will experience because they are suddenly going the wrong direction and they can't control that. But if you're on the beach and you see that, you see that sort of carpet of water getting laid out, that's a rip forming, and it can form very quickly because the ocean floor nearest the shore is changing very rapidly. It's a very dynamic environment. As those waves hit, as current comes and goes, it's changing the seafloor. You have sandbars forming, you have sand moving, you have mud, all this kind of stuff. It's never the same. Every second it changes. So it can form very quickly. I know just the other day at Isle of Palms, South Carolina, they had one. Four people got caught, but because of two strong swimmers, one on a surfboard and one who just knew what he was doing, four people were rescued. It could have been the other way. It's a very serious situation. It's also very difficult if you see a loved one get caught because you want to go save your loved one. And we'll touch on that in a minute. But sticking with what this looks like, it's going to look like that carpet of water getting laid out. Think of it from an overhead perspective. If you were to look at a mushroom, you have that narrow sort of stalk or stem, and then it balloons out in that mushroom head. That's what a rip looks like from sky view down. Narrow channel of water moving away from shore. It opens way up into the head, and that's where you're going to get dispersed out. So you're going to kind of get spit out at some point, dozens, if not more than dozens of yards away. Could be 100, could be more, straight away, and then kind of spewed out to one side, up or down beach from where you began.
That voice right there, Wes Lawson, general manager of Jesse Brown's. I'm Bill Barty from Jesse Brown's as well. We're talking about rip currents. I learned that already. It's not rip tides, rip currents, or you can just call them rips. And I have this on hand every year. More than 100 beachgoers on average drown due to the strong river-like channels of water that pull swimmers away from the beach. Now, to put that in perspective, 6 people a year are killed by shark attacks. So these rip currents that we're talking about are much, much, much more dangerous. And you want to spot them before you get in the water, but they can also happen quickly when you least expect it. So if the conditions are right for it, and we kind of talked about that, a prior storm that's caused a disturbance, it can even be offshore. You may not even see it. Just be aware all of that. As waves change heights, the breaks are different on the beach. All of those things are to be aware of. But also be aware of the people that are on the beach with you, swimming in your group. This can happen quickly. It can happen in less than 2 feet of water. And we're not here to scare everyone, just to make everyone aware. Emerald Isle, which is a place, very popular place on the North Carolina coast, Southern Outer Banks, is a place that this happens frequently. And we just lost two in-shape Carolinians out there. One gentleman from the Charlotte area, Cornelius, one man from Raleigh, both healthy men. One got caught in this situation, this rip current. Four surfers and a lifeguard attempted to make a rescue, were unable. His friend went out there, and both of those gentlemen succumbed to the water, drowned, were not able to be resuscitated, and that brought up the topic here on the Carolina Outdoors, where we promote everyone getting into the outdoors and enjoying what we have in nature, but also we want everyone to be aware of the serious business that can be at the Carolina coast. As I said, 100 beachgoers on average drown due to these rip tides, which is hard for me to say because I want to say rip current every time. Rip. Oh, I said it
yeah,
right.
You get it right.
Oh, where six people in the world globally perish due to shark attacks. So when this does happen, if you are keeping head count of the people that you're watching the beach, what should you do if one suddenly grabs a member of your party? How do you react when a loved one is going out in this current? What do you do?
So, Bill, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to stop. You're not going to do anything. If you go out on your own without communicating to anybody around you, stranger or otherwise, if you don't get out and you don't communicate with people, you're going to become a victim and people can't help you. So the first thing you have to do is you have to enlist the help of those around you, which means you have to tell them exactly what's happening and what to do, which is help, he or she's in a riptide or a rip current. You call 911, tell them where we are, get here now. If you are a fully clothed parent about to jump in the water, all those blue jeans and those shoes and that flannel shirt, whatever you have on, you probably don't have flannel on right now, is going to weigh you down if you decide to get in the water. I am going to tell you, you probably shouldn't get in the water. If you do, I want you to form a human chain with as many people as you can, and y'all are going to sweep out there like a huge wall of people to grab that person. But if you are not a prepared swimmer to get out there, you are likely to put yourself and others at tremendous, tremendous risk. Now, as a parent myself, would I heed my own advice? I really don't know. My gut tells me I probably wouldn't. Those first couple things, though, you got to do them. You've got to tell the whole wide world around you what's happening and what they have to do to help. So get help before you go give help. If you go give help without getting it, you can become a victim and no one can help you. Now, I get on a soapbox about that. That's only from years in the EMS service. But I really want you to think about, if you are going out there, grab floaties, grab someone's surfboard, a boogie board, something that can help get you out there faster, but can then also help you get our victim onto that inflatable device and back to shore. Now, remember, you're going out into a rip as well, so you've got to know how to get out, which means you're not coming straight back in. There's just so many opportunities for bad things to happen in a rip situation, so we want to be able to avoid that. By knowing what it looks like, but then what to do when they do pop up. We don't want you to be one of those 50 to 100 people every year who become a really tragic statistic. It really is just awful.
Well, and of course, we want people to get outdoors, enjoy the outdoors, and be safe. Many of the things that Wes is talking about, too, in water safety would occur, whether it be at a swimming pool or our area lakes, where we do not have to worry about the rip currents there, but still how to approach someone who is in distress so that you can be the hero and not a victim as well. So that's something to be aware of. Listen, every week we come in and break down four different segments for your listening pleasure. We're taking this one on a little bit seriously. There's some serious items that we talk about and like to warn people about during the summer, especially water safety, boating safety. If you're out on our area lakes, especially in the Charlotte area, Lake Norman, Lake Wylie, or beyond, we oftentimes like to talk about boating safety, boating etiquette. Hot cars is something that it's an unpleasant topic, but we like to talk about that as well, especially involving infants and animals. We want you to be safe with hot cars, but also rip currents and being aware that they're out there, much more dangerous than the wildlife that you're swimming with at the coach. They are narrow currents of water in the waves that are crashing. And key in on the word of narrow, because as scary as they are, that narrowness adds to the suddenness of the takeaway, but it can add to the strength of the current as well. But it also lets you know that there is alleviation of that strength. You just have to get there. And if you are in distress out there, make as much noise as you can without wearing yourself out and without hysterics to try to let the beach know what's going on with you at our Carolina coast. So with all of that being said, here on the Carolina Outdoors, and we're broadcasting from Studio Jesse Brown's, which has been our home away from home, rather than the WBT studios that we often go to prior to the pandemic. We want to talk a little bit about beach etiquette in another form as well. We took this on early, and we don't want to bore everybody, but we do know that we are going to the beach, you are going to the beach, and many others are heading for the Carolinas to enjoy our beach. And Wes, that brings up social distancing, how to go to the beach and enjoy it without, you know, giving everybody COVID-19 during a pandemic. One thing that is good about, or that we do know, is vitamin D, sunlight is the virus does not like that, but we need to watch ourselves socially when we're down at the beach.
Yep, you know, UV light's an amazing thing. It kills lots of bacteria. It can also damage our skin, which is why we wear sunscreen and sun protective clothing. You know, if we go down as a group, especially if it's friends versus family, and we keep our team, our group, socially distant from somebody else, that's fine. But, you know, where have all your buddies been? Are they as good as you? Maybe not. So there again, if you're downwind of all that kind of fun, you're going to run into some issues. Also, what are you doing going to the beach, leaving the beach? You know, so you can be in your best behavior at the beach, but it's also until you get home that it really matters. Some of the beach etiquette that we really need to talk about, though, is going to be, you know, you setting up your plot of land on the beach. This is a public space, and it's a shared public space, and people have come from a long way, maybe even farther than you, to enjoy that space. So when you set up your tent and your sandcastle and the trench around your sandcastle and your bocce ball court and your can toss, and you have Kenny Chesney in the radio, and you're all smoking cigars, and you're drinking beer, it's a lot. So be mindful that as much fun as you're having, the rest of us want to enjoy it too. Contain thyself just a bit. It's going to be okay. Maybe go for a few less Hail Mary passes down the beach, because no one wants Meemaw to catch a pigskin to the face. All of those things. But in the era of pandemic, let's think about giving everybody on the beach proper space so that you don't have to chase down that pigskin and then breathe all over Meemaw, because we want to keep her healthy. We want to keep you healthy. Use that big hat rack a couple feet above your butt. You're going to be all right.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Well, give Meemaw a hug for me, though. A virtual hug for me. And to all the Meemaws out there, we hope you enjoyed the beach. Also, one other thing is to be aware of beach rules regarding tents and sun protection. And just a reminder, at Jesse Brown's, we've got a great product invented by a local man that we sell called Mike's Spikes. And this is an easy tamp into the sand to hold up safely and securely your sun-protecting beach umbrella. So stop by Jesse Brown's and grab the Mike's Spikes. They're $34.95. A table is with it as an accessory, optional, if you want all of that and more. And listen, be safe.